You're not going to believe this.
Lay it on me.
I was planting that lily you wanted in the back garden bed.
Oh, honey, thank you. So, what are you planting now?
I'm not planting. I'm digging.
I see that. Oh, my God. Are you finally going to build me that little deck?
Nope. Even better. Look at this, baby.
All That Glitters by Lisa Halpern.
It's so shiny. What is it?
It's gold.
Really?
Yep, I googled it.
Where'd you get it?
Right here in our yard.
Really?
Yep. Oh, there's gotta be out there with my... Yep, there's gotta be more where that came from, so I'm digging up the backyard to find it.
Oh, you're funny. You're hilarious. Wait, you're kidding, right?
Serious as the election, babe.
No, absolutely not.
Babe, listen to me.
No, I've put 15 years of my heart and soul into this garden. We're not digging it all up on a treasure hunt.
We need this!
What have you done with my husband? What is going on with you?
Nothing. I mean, it's just... I always thought by this time I'd reach the stage, I would have won some big medal or award. That I'd be living in a mansion with a BMW or a boat or a house in some other country that we go to in the winter.
But you're a teacher.
I know! But I thought that someday something would happen that would, I don't know, change my life.
We have a good life, don't we? I mean, we love each other. Yeah. We have this beautiful house and garden. That's a lot of goodness.
I know. But wouldn't it be great not to have to work? To be able to take vacations whenever and wherever we want?
I guess, yeah, but... You know that saying, all that glitters is not gold.
Yeah?
Well, just because someone is rich doesn't mean they're happy.
I know, but the gold could be so good for
whoever decided gold was valuable anyway.
The government way back when said so.
But they could have just as well picked up any old rock and said, hey, these gray rocks are worth a lot, and everyone would be fighting over them instead.
Not really. It's rare. It's a precious metal.
Whatever.
I'm telling you, babe, we've got gold on our property!
Just because you found one small piece does not
mean...
You
gotta trust me on this.
I trust you with my deepest truths. I trust you to tell me when you're hurting and tell me what your dreams are. These are not small things.
Okay. You want to know what my dream is?
I do.
I want to be rich! And I can achieve that dream by digging here now.
I get that you're having maybe a little midlife crisis, and I want to help. But this is too extreme.
It's not. I did my homework. Statistics say where there's one, there's more. Oh, I got a good feeling about this, I swear. I mean, you'll thank me for this later.
No, I assure you I won't.
I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Over my dead body. What? Give me that shovel.
Nope. Sorry. No can do.
Give it to me. Fine. Two can play the shovel game. I have my own shovel.
What are you doing?
Keeping the dirt where it belongs.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Stop.
Can't.
Stop. Hey, whoa. Wow, really?
Sorry, I'll help you up. I just gotta do this!
No, you really don't.
Give me back that shovel!
Come inside and let's talk about this like adults!
Fine, I'll just use my pickaxe.
You idiot! You hit a water main!
Stop freaking, call Beacon!
Turn off the main!
I'm busy!
Well, I'll do it, you asshat! Richie, where did you... No! No, not my Japanese maple! Stop!
Oh, it's gotta be here somewhere. Just because it wasn't in the main bed doesn't mean it's not here.
Oh, God! My roses!
Get off of me!
Jesus, Richie! You've lost your mind.
No, I haven't.
So help me, if you turn that chainsaw back on...
Fine.
What a nightmare. Sorry, my little babies. I'll get you all back in the ground just as soon as I... What the hell are you?
It's gotta be under the house!
No! Absolutely not!
Don't worry, we'll be able to afford a way better house than this. It'll be custom made for us!
I don't care! This is our house! I love this house! Stop! Turn off the engine! Where did you get a bulldozer?
I rented it.
No, you are not going to do this.
No, don't worry. It's going to be worth it.
If you do this, I swear to you, if you turn that thing back on, I'm leaving you.
But don't be silly.
I'm not silly. You're insane.
This is going to be amazing. You'll see.
Hello? Yes, it's an emergency. My husband has lost his mind. He's demolishing our house. 5117 South Finley Street. Hurry! Help! Help me, somebody!
Oh my God, what's going on?
You okay, Viv?
Richie's gone nuts! Help me stop him!
Seattle PD. Cease and desist, sir.
Thank you, officer.
Get off the bulldozer now, sir.
Sorry, I was just
looking... Do you want to press charges, ma'am?
I don't know.
Come on, babe. You know I was just looking for gold.
Yes! I'd like to press charges.
Oh,
what choice do I have? It's the only way I can be sure he won't take the rest of the house down.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Vivian, tell them to stop.
I told you to stop, and you didn't listen.
Come with us, sir.
Vivian, are you all right?
I'm okay, I think.
Cool bulldozer. Can I play on it?
No, honey, that's Vivian's bulldozer.
Can I play with it, Vivian? Can I?
Not today, Joey. Sorry.
Vivian, take the gold.
I don't want it.
Just keep it safe for me. Mommy, they found it.
Found what, sweetheart?
My gold nugget. They found my gold nugget.
This is yours?
Oh, it is. He bought it at the Precious Stone store in Bellevue with his birthday money. He and Bobby were tossing it back and forth to each other yesterday, and it flew right over the fence.
No rainbow. No frickin' pot of gold. Here you go, Joey.
Thanks. Isn't it pretty?
Sure it is. I'm more into silver myself.
All right, sir, let's take a ride downtown.
Leave him with me, officer. I think the gold rush is over.
Vivian, I'm sorry. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, but you're my idiot.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appears in the episode Gold Rush, recorded live at Town Hall, Seattle on August 29th, 2016. It was engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Christopher Stewart, and mixed by Dave Pascal. Find full episodes in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher, and at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.